பத்ரம் கர்ணேபிஷ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ. பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ. ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும் சஸ்தனூபிஹி. வ்யஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந ஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி. ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் ஶாந்தி ஶாந்தி ஶாந்திஹி.
ஷரீரமாத்யம் கலு தர்ம சாதனம். திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் எ சாதனம், மீன்ஸ் டு அட்டெயின் த ஹியூமன் கோல், தட் இஸ் பரம புருஷார்த்த மோக்ஷ. கலு தர்ம சாதனம், தர்ம அர்த்த காம மோக்ஷ சாதனம் ஷரீரம். When it is possible, when one can maintain the physical health, mental health and intellectual health as well as spiritual health also. Without proper health, these purusharthas cannot be acquired. Keeping this in mind, our shanti pathas maximum are seeking the blessings of the Lord for this purpose alone. In this mantra, we are praying to that Lord. First, we are asking for Sharira Arogyam. To get Brahma Jnanam or Moksha, one has to study Shastra systematically. To study Shastra, one has to sit in front of the teacher, bodily present, and mind also must be present. And what are the faculties the student is using while doing Shravanam? Physical body, sense organs, eyes, ears, and mind. Most important is intellect. So therefore, first physical health we require. I have to sit 1 hour in the class, physically fit enough, then other sense organs will cooperate. So physical health, body health is very, very important. And this is called physical fitness. Reasonably, simple this and that complaints are there, okay, but it should not disturb my study. That much a healthy body. Then comes sense organs, eyes, ears, especially sense organs, health, fit sense organs are very important to read the book, to listen to the class. And emotions also, emotional fitness also very important. A balanced mind alone can receive the teaching. A balanced mind which is calm and serene and quiet. Balanced, peaceful mind, that means a calm, relaxed mind alone can grasp the teaching. A disturbed mind, emotionally disturbed mind, can listen but cannot grasp the teaching. So emotionally one has to be balanced. And that emotions also healthy emotions. Disturbed, unhealthy emotions cannot allow the person to receive the teaching. And a sharp intellect also is required. Very, very sharp intellect, sukshma buddhi. We are not teaching just any ordinary subject matter here. We are not going to show any new thing for a student here. Keeping in my hand, see all of you, this is this. I am not going to reveal that. But here the subject matter is very subtle. To understand, you have to grasp the teaching and you have to understand. Incomprehensible, unobjectifiable, subtle subject matter, difficult to grasp just for an ordinary intellect. So we have to make our intellect divided, we have to sharpen our intellect. Keeping this all in our mind, we have to study Shastra. The prayer is regarding that only. Look into the mantra. O Devaha, Bhadram Shrunuyama. Let us listen to auspicious things. So, may I have a reasonably healthy ears, you know, sense organs to listen. Karne bhihinar. Through our ears, let us listen all auspicious. You know. Yajatraha, O gods, all these I have given in Mundaka Upanishad. I am not giving word to word, just I am going outline meaning. Bhadram Pashyema, let us see auspicious things. Let me see that Jagat Karanam Brahma in this universe. What is auspicious? Whatever Daiva Sambandhi is auspicious. What is not Daiva Sambandham, it is inauspicious. Okay, let me see all those. Akshibhihina, through my eyes. Then tanubhihi sthiraihi angaihi stushtuvamsaha. I am glorifying you through the Vedas with healthy limbs. How we are glorifying the suktams and all, we are glorifying the Lord. How can you glorify the Lord by suktams when you are able to chant verbally, pronunciation, swachchata, shuddhata, Shabda Uchharana, and you have to chant loudly. That clarity in your chanting, all can come when you have that good walk Shuddhi. Sthiraihi Angaihi means all my limbs must be intact, fit enough. Vyashema, let us enjoy our full life. Ayuhu. Because I do not know when I am going to get this aparoksha jnanam. It may take a lot of time. Let me have a good long span of life. Not apamrityu. May I not get apamrityu. May I live long. See, why dirghayusha? I understand now. Yeah, I have to ask the Lord. Lord, give me long life. For what? To get moksha. And after getting moksha, I have to enjoy that ananda, no? After moksha, immediately if I go, what ananda, jivan mukta ananda, I cannot enjoy. Let me live also and propagate that. Ayuhu, yashema, Yadayuhu Devahitam, whatever is allotted by the Lord. Indraha, let the Indra of great fame me swastinaha dadhatuna. Let that Indra bless us. Vishve Devaha Pusha, the Lord Sun also bless us with auspiciousness. Swastinaha, naha ante for us. Takshyaha Arishtanemihi, bless us with auspiciousness. Any obstructions, this unobstructed movement is having, no, Garuda is having an unobstructed movement. Let me study without any obstructions. Like that, Garuda goes, you know, fast. Let my study also continue without any obstacles. Exact class time, somebody will come. No? My mind is off in the class, off in the mind. How is it? It's not like that. Half-mindedness, you know, problem. So let me have unobstructed study, obstacles-free study. Then Brihaspati, swasti dhadatu naha. Let the Brihaspati of great intelligence, see, all are their intelligence, and to remove obstacles at three levels, no problems, comes here. Bless us with auspiciousness. What are these points we have to note? First, Mangala Prarthana. Adhi Daivika Tapam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Three times. First Shanti for Adhi Daivika Tapam to be subsided. Adhi Daivika Tapam means by supernatural powers. Let them not come and obstruct me, my study. That Mangalam, let all the Devatas may bless me. Mangalam Dadhatu. At Adhidaivikam level. First form of prayer is for good health, physical fitness, mental fitness, emotional, intellectual fitness. Attention span, they are important. Concentration and attention span. So, second form of blessing we are seeking, that obstacles to be removed. That is Vigna Nivaranartham Naram. Arogya Prapyartham, Vigna Nivaranartham. Vignams should not come from any source. That is, even my Prarabdha Papa also should not obstruct me. So I seek the blessings of the Lord to give stay order. The Lord is like a Supreme Court judge, Madre. So let him give stay order sometime. I face the problem, not in the class time. The obstacle should not come at the time of my class. Afterwards, okay, I can handle. So at the class time, Shravanam time, it should not obstruct me. Stay order. Vigna Nivrityartham, Arogya Prapyartham, Vigna Nivrityartham, Mangala Prapyartham. Mangalam for at Adhidaivika level. Arogyam at Adhyatmika Tapam to be dissolved, reduced. Adhyatmika level. Adhyatmika level, Jnana Yogyata Prapti. Adhyatmana body level. Jnana Yogyata Prapti. Adhibhautikam level means Pratibandha Nivrityartham. Pratibandha Nivrityartham. Adhibhautika level, that obstacles to be removed. Adhidaivikam, the Mangalam. Supernatural level. So Shastra indicates the three types of obstacles. These are the three. So Jnana Yogyata at Adhyatma level I have to get. I seek the blessings of the Lord. At my Prarabdha level, any karmas may obstruct me. So I seek the blessings of that Lord again. And Pratibandha Nivrityartham. And Adhidaivika, all devatas I seek to be auspicious, let them bless me so that I can continue my study. Without their blessings, I cannot continue my study. Therefore, I seek blessings. Let us have good health and study this Upanishad. This is the meaning of Shanti Patha. Now we enter into the first mantra with this background. Repeat after me.
Om ityetadaksharamidagum sarvam. Tasyopavyakhyanam Bhutam bhavad bhavishyaditi Sarvam omkara eva Yachanyatrikalatitam Tadapyonkara eva
Adi Shankaracharya writes a beautiful elaborate commentary upon this Upanishad. He begins this Bhashyam with two wonderful prayers. And for his Bhashyam, Anandagiri also wrote a Tika. How great Shankara Bhashyamani, he writes a Tika, Anandagiri. With two prayers, he begins, I would like to read that shlokas, how great, na? He puts the entire teaching in two shlokas. Adi Shankaracharya is one who writes the entire Vedanta in 1,000 shlokas, 100 shlokas, 10 shlokas, 6 shlokas, even 1 shloka. He writes, he puts Vedanta in 1 shloka. Like that here, before he is writing Bhashyam, he writes a prayer. And the prayer, it gives Tatpada Vichara, Tvampada Vichara. Mahavakyam, he puts in 2 shlokas before this Bhashyam. Just I would like to read.
Prajnanam Shupratanaihi Sthira-chara-nikara-vyapi-bhir-vyapya-lokan Bhuktva-bhogan-stavishtan Punarapidhishano-dvasitan-kama-janyan Pitva-sarvan-visheshan Swapiti-madhura-bhung-mayaya-bhojayannaha Maya-sankhya-turiyam-paramamamrutam Ajam Brahma Yattanna Tosmi.
He presents here the Tatpada Vichara. He starts from Tatpada, that Paramatma. O Paramatma, you are pervading in every being, in Jagradavastha, waking state, and you are enjoying through the bodies. In waking state, you are enjoying everything. And you, the Paramatma, again in dream, enjoying that mind which is cause for all the dreams, you are enjoying that also. And when mind dissolves in sleep also, you are enjoying through your Maya Shakti. Really, you are birthless, deathless, you are immortal Atma Swarupam. Based on the Mandukya only, the whole teaching. In the 2 shlokas, Mandukya teaching is over actually. He presents. Second shloka also, he writes from Tvampada Vichara, he concludes Tatpada. Means how you are in that human being. How you are available in human being. As a waker, you are enjoying everything. As a dreamer, you are enjoying everything. As a sleeper also, you are enjoying everything. He says,
Yo Vishvatma Vidhija Vishayan Prashya Bhogan Sthavishtan Paschachanyan Swamati Vibhavan Jyotishasvena Sukshman Sarvanitan Punarapishanaihi Swatmani Sthapayitva Hitva Sarvan Visheshan Vigata Gunagana Patva Saunasturiya.
That what we have seen in that song, Akara Ukara Makara Vishwa Taijasa Pragna, he presents in this shloka as a Vishwa in the individual waker. You are enjoying as a sleeper Taijasa, as a dreamer Taijasa, as a Pragna sleeper, you are only in everybody as Brahman. But when he is doing prayer, as Atma he is doing prayer, as Ahankara he is doing prayer, na? As a Ahankara. Ahankara means a functional ego, that RC. From that RC Drishtya we have to do prayer. From OC Drishtya, you need not do prayer. But we are all, when as long as we are in the bodies, we have to do prayer. That's why in spite of great Advaita, Jnani, Shankaracharya comes down to the Bhakta level and writes a number of slokas like this. So these are the two prayers, and our subject study also based on his Bhashyam only. Now come to the first shloka, mantra. In this mantra, the revelation of the nature of creation done in that form of Omkara Vichara, enquiry into Vichara, not Tamil Vichara, Sanskrit Vichara. Vichara means enquiry. Enquiry into the nature of this universe. How? Through the Omkara Vichara, we are going to do the Jagat Vichara Hanar. Enquiry into the creation. The method of enquiry is Omkara Vichara. Omiti Sama Nigayanti, Omityekaksharam Brahma. So many places. Omityekaksharam Brahma Vyaharan Mam Anusmaran. So Omkara Dhyanam, Omkara Japa, Omkara is very, very significant, prominent in our other Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita also. The same Omkara Vichara also done here. This is the Tattva Bodhanam. This means Omkara Vichara Dvara Jagat Tattva Bodhanam. Through the inquiry of Omkara, the nature of universe, Jagat Tattvam, the nature of universe, taught, Bodhanam, taught. The nature of the universe is given in this Omkara Vichara. This is the one type of revelation in the Mandukyam. First mantra is that, the brief mantra, topography and chulva, then goes elaboration. Later, second mantra is Atma Vichara, another type of enquiry. One type of enquiry is Omkara Vichara. Another type of enquiry is Atma Vichara, self-enquiry. Atma Vichara means self-enquiry. So this Atma Vichara is second method, analysis of Atma. Vichara means analysis, enquiry. These first two mantras are introducing two enquiries. In the third mantra onwards, actual teaching comes, but according to order, Omkara Vichara only should come from third mantra. But Upanishad reverse the teaching. Atma Vichara Upanishad takes first, then comes to the Omkara Vichara from the third mantra up to seventh mantra. From 7th mantra onwards, 8th mantra onwards, up to 12th mantra, Omkara Vichara. So Atma Vichara begins from the 3rd mantra. And one statement I told you, Mandukyam Ekameva Alam. One Mandukya is sufficient to get liberation. Adi puriyirudhu kashtam. So, to understand one Mandukya, you have to study five Upanishads first. Then that statement is very, very much relevant. Now, let us see the meaning, word-to-word meaning. Upanishad says, Omiti, not like in other Upanishads. Other Upanishads, it comes in Sishya, Guru Sishya Samvada Rupena. Here, Guru Sishya Samvada is not there. Here, directly, Upanishad only is addressing the students. Upanishadam addressing the students. What Upanishad says, Omiti etat aksharam. Omit etat aksharam idagam sarvam. Aksharam means a syllable. Omkara is not a single syllable, but it is a compound letter. Akara plus ukara, if you join together, become omkara. And makara, last. A plus u is equal to o. Makara, om. This is the butter of Vedas. Lord Brahmaji churned Vedas. When he has churned the Vedas, Gayatri Mantra came first. You know, all of you, this. Gayatri Mantra came. People said, we don't have time to study four Vedas. Okay, I'll give the Sara of the four Vedas. When he had churned the Vedas, Gayatri came. Tatsa Vitirvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. And then people started chanting three lines also. No time, very, very short time we have. So please concise. Then further he had churned that Gayatri. Then Vyakriti came. Om Bhuhu, Om Bhuvaha, Om Suvaha. Three Vyakritis came. And Om Bhuhu, Om Bhuvaha, Om Suvaha. Who will chant? And time engirikana. Saint Brahmaji, further he had churned that. Then what came in, from Om Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. One letter. Akara, Ukara, Makara came. We don't have time to chant three letters also. Make it one letter. Omkara. If you chant, don't have time to chant Omkara also, go to heaven. Go to hell, go to heaven. What to say? At least chant Omkara. Om. Om. As giving permission, they say Om. Like that, Omkara is a monosyllable. It has got O and So both put together we call it as a syllable. It chanda samrishabho vishwarupaha chandobhyo dhyamrita sambhabhuva samendro medhaya asprunotu. This is the meaning of that churning. The butter of Vedas. You are just taking the essence. That is Idagum sarvam is there in the mantra. Om iti etat aksharam. Etat aksharam means this is the syllable. Aksharam. Om iti, om, thus, etat, this aksharam. What is this aksharam, omkarana? Idagum sarvam. Everything. Idagum sarvam. Charachara prapancham. Sthavara jangama, moving and non-moving, animate and inanimate. Idagam sarvam means characharatmakam jagat, chara and achara, moving and non-moving. Chaturdasha bhuvanatmakam jagat, not only this jagat universe, 14 lokas. Idagam sarvam means 14 lokas. Sthula, sukshma, karana, prapancha. Sthula prapancham, gross world, sukshma prapancham, subtle world, karana prapancha, causal world, all are put together idagam sarvam, which is visible, which is not visible, which is very, very subtle. Everything is prapanchatmakam jagat, om iti eva, om alone. How is it possible? That's what Upanishad is going to reveal. How is it possible? Everything is Omkara. From whom only all names have come. All names. How many names are there in the world? You cannot count. From where they have come? From one Omkara they have come. All names. Billions and millions of names are there. Namas. All came from one Omkara. How is it possible to utter one name? Either you have to open the mouth, you have to close the mouth. When you open, ah. When you close, go on saying, what will happen? Om. You have to open the mouth, you have to close the mouth. Om. So that Omkara is the monosyllable, idagum sarvam. Therefore, so what? By this knowledge, Omkara is everything. What am I going to get? What am I going to get by listening to this Omkara 1 hour? Not one day, every class you are going to talk about this Omkara. What am I going to get? Eka Omkara Jnanina Sarvam Vijnanam Bhavati. Therefore, by understanding Omkara, you can understand the entire universe. Idagum sarvam, the entire universe. If you understand what is Omkara, you understand entire universe. Ekam Omkara Vijnanena Sarvam Vijnanam. Like Vinayaka did pradashanam to his parents. Pradashanam to Vinayaka is pradashanam to whole universe. Like that, studying one Omkara is as good as studying the entire universe. Entire universe. Therefore, tasya Omkarasya upavyakhyanam. Tasya upavyakhyanam is there. Next word. Tasya, of that Omkara. Tasya, of that Omkara, upavyakhyanam. Elaborate analysis. Elaborate analysis done here. Upavyakhyana means commentary, analysis. In what form? Bhutam bhavat bhavishyat iti sarvam omkarameva. Bhutam means anything in the past. Bhavat, anything in the present. Whatever is in the present, whatever was in the past, then bhavishyat, future, whatever is there in the future, going to be there in the future. Trikala vartamanam sarvam. Sarvam iti yukte ko arthahan. Sarvam nana. All. It has got a different meanings. Sarvam means, if I say all of you come, sarvam means all of you come to this puja. If I call all of you means what? All of you come, not all, but only my students and artham. I'm addressing. This is called sankujita artha. Restricted artha. There is a constricted, restricted artha in this meaning. So all means here, it's not a sankuchita artha, but it is a very vast meaning here. Sarvam means it was what was in the past, in the present, it is going to be in future, also put together sarvam. That's all. Not that's all. Past, present, future comes in time. Anyat also. What is not in time also. Past tense is time, it shows, indicates what? Time, past tense. Present tense, indicate time. Future tense, indicate all tense only, okay? Create tense. You know. All tense only, but indicates the time principle, kalam. Anyata means this Omkara is trikala atitam. Bhutam bhavat bhavishyatiti sarvam Omkaram. Everything is Omkara. Deshaya kala atitam manartham. தட் இஸ் வேர்ட் கம்மிங் கம் நெக்ஸ்ட். எத்து அந்யத் த்ரிகாலாதீதம் ததபி ஓங்கார ஏவ. த்ரிகால வர்த்தமானம் சர்வம் ஜகத், த வேர்ட் சர்வம் ஹியர் which is beyond time also. Yatu cha trikala atitam. If you study Mandukya, you get trikala gnanam. Children leo, our trikala gnahana. Who knows past, present and future? That's why people are running, no? அவருக்கு மூணு காலம் நல்லா சொல்லுவார் என்னென்ன நடந்தது நமக்கு. நம்ம பிஃபோர் வி ஆர் ஆர் டாக்கிங் ஹி த பர்சன் நோஸ் என்ன, அது பெரிய குவாலிஃபிகேஷன். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஹேப்பன் ஆல்சோ இஸ் இஸ் என்ன, ஹவு மெனி பீப்புள் ஆர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யூம்னு. ஓ அந்த மூணு காலால் தெரியும் என்ன அவருக்கு. பட் ஹூ ஸ்டடி வேதாந்த தேஸ் நோ த்ரிகாலஸ் and more than that which is beyond trikala also a gnani knows. Trikala gnani is inferior to atma gnani. Atma gnani is the one who is a trikala gnani. Trikala gnani more than that he is kala atita gnani. Naturally mantra is telling echa anyatu trikala atitam. Yatcha trikala atitam. Anything which exists beyond time. Trikala anna, mood kalangal. Bhuta, bhavishyat, vartamana. Yatcha anyat. Whatever exists beyond three periods of time. த்ரீ பீரியட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம்லேயே புரியல சுவாமினி. இங்கே பியாண்ட் த்ரீ பீரியட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம் எப்படி புரியும் என்ன புரியும் என்ன. வென் என்ன இஃப் யூ ஸ்டடி ஓங்கார சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி வித் ஃபுட் நோ வாட் சவுண்ட் இன்டலெக்ட். சவுண்ட் இன்டலெக்ட் என்ன, நாட் தட் இன்டலெக்ட் விச் மேக்ஸ் சவுண்ட், தட் இன்டலெக்ட் விச் இஸ் வெரி வெரி ரீசனபிளி ஷார்ப். And that intellect which is free from all confusions. That's why not a scribbled board, but a clean intellect, clean board. I told you, no? A person, mind, intellect are clean. A teacher can write. Write, no? Her statements, words will enter into that student's mind. Suppose if that is already written, இந்த மைண்ட் இன்டலெக்ட் என்னமோ அந்த புக்கு படித்து இந்த புக்கு படித்து எல்லாம் குழப்பமாக ஒரு மைண்ட் வந்து இன்டலெக்ட் வந்து உட்காந்துனா அதெல்லாம் வாஷ் அவுட் பண்ணுறதுக்கே குருக்கு ரொம்ப நாள் ஆகும். அதுக்கப்புறம் இவரை டீச் பண்ணணும். தட்ஸ் வை ஐ சோ மெனி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங் சுவாமினி கேன் ஐ கம், யூ ஆர் த பெஸ்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஐ சே. இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங் யூ ஆர் த பெஸ்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட். யூ நோ சம்திங் அண்ட் கம் அண்ணா தகராறு ஃபில்டர் பண்ணிண்டே இருப்பான். எனக்கு அது தெரியும், நான் அங்கே படித்தா இது படித்தா இங்கே இப்படி சொல்கிறான்ல, கான்ட்ராஸ்ட் பண்ணுவான். நல்லா கான்ட்ராஸ்ட் பண்ணும்போதே தே வில் மிஸ் த டீச்சிங் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட். சப்போஸ் யூ ஹவ் ஸ்டடிட் எனிவேர், யூ ஹவ் காட் லாட் ஆஃப் நோ எக்ஸ்போஷர் டு தட், கீப் அசைட் பெட்டர் டூ இன்டலெக்சுவல் ஆனஸ்டி. தட் இஸ் கீப் அசைட், கிவ் த பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் த டவுட் டு த டீச்சர், லிசன் வித் humility, let us see what the teaching is coming in. That is very, very important. So therefore, trikala atitam yachya anyat tadapi, that also omkara eva. This is the word-to-word meaning, but we have to understand some other hidden points here. Ishvara is beyond time. He alone created the Kala. Yes. Who created the Kala must be beyond Kala or not? That's why you should not ask when Ishvara born. Okay. Eh? Yes, Swamini, Ishvara is beyond time. But what is the date of birth for Ishvara? Contradictory questions. No? Contradiction. Ishvara is birthless because Ishvara alone created the Kala. therefore is kala atitaha. When maya comes into existence, kala comes. Brahman, with the help of maya, these are all very important points to be noted. Brahman nirgunam brahma, consciousness existent principle, satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Consciousness existent principle, vastu, that is called vastu. Favorite word of Pujya Swamiji. Dayananda Swamiji always use vastu, vastu. What is vastu? Vasati iti vastu, that which is, that which is. Satyam, exist. So from the standpoint of Sat, we connect to Brahman, Sat Brahman. From the standpoint of Chit, Chit Atma, Chid Atma. That Sat Brahman, all pervading, who is available in this individual as Atma, Chid Atma. That Sat Brahma, Chit Atma are one and the same. So Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Nirgunam Brahma. சரி, என்ன சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா இருந்தன்னா, அவர் தான் மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்மான். இஃப் ஹீ பிகம்ஸ் மாயா சகிதம், ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப் வித் மாயா, ஓ மாயா கமான் லெட்டர்ஸ் கிரியேட்னா, தென் ஹீ பிகம்ஸ் வாட்? சகுணம் பிரம்மா. த நிர்குணம், த வேர்ட் வி ஷிஃப்ட் டு சகுணம் ஒன்ஸ் ஹீ டேக்ஸ் த ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் மாயா. Maya, where it is sitting, where? It is not sitting separately from Brahman, it is in Brahman. It is the power of Brahman. Maya, Shakti is there in Ishvara. So that Brahman alone is called as Ishvara. When he is Sagunam. Why he is called Sagunam? When he uses the Maya, Shakti. அப்போ சகுணம் பிரம்மா. சகுணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு வாட்? ஈஸ்வரா. ஈஸ்வரா மைனஸ் மாயா இஸ் கால்ட் வாட்? நிர்குணம் பிரம்மன். நிர்குணம் பிரம்மன் பிளஸ் மாயா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு வாட்? சகுண பிரம்மன் ஆர் ஈஸ்வரா. திருப்பி சொல்லுங்க, இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட். நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா பிளஸ் மாயா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு சகுணம் பிரம்மா. சகுணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு ஈஸ்வரா, சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி லய கர்த்தா. இந்த ஃபண்டமெண்டல்ஸ் புரியாமலே வேதாந்த புரியவே புரியாது. நிறைய பேர் இந்த ஃபண்டமெண்டல்ஸ்லன்னே ஃபெயில், அண்ட் தே ஸ்டடி ஹோல் திங் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் கன்ஃபியூஷன். ஓகே, நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா பிளஸ் மாயா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு சகுணம் பிரம்மா, சகுணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு ஈஸ்வரா, ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி லய கர்த்தா ஜகத்காரணம் பிரம்மா. இப்போ ஜகத்காரணம் பிரம்மான்னு சொன்னாலும் ஜகத்காரணம் ஈஸ்வரான்னு சொன்னாலும் ஒன்றுதானே. இப்படி ஜகத்காரணம் பிரம்மான்னு சொல்லும் போது நிர்குணமா சகுணமா? சகுணம் சொல்லணும். நிர்குணம் என்ன? மாயா ரஹிதம்னு. சிருஷ்டி பண்றதுக்கு மாயா வேணும். சோ ஜகத் காரணம் சொல்லும் போது மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்மா, தேர்ஃபோர் சகுணம் பிரம்மா. புரியுது? அவர் நிஜமா காரணமா காதான்னு அப்புறம் சொல்லுவோம், அது வேற விஷயம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபார் அவர் ஸ்டடீஸ் சேக் வி ஹாவ் டு அப்பப்போ ட்ராப் பண்ணுவேன் நான். ஏன்னா ஹவு மச் வி ஆர் கிராஸ்பிங் என்னது நமக்கு தெரியணும். பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஆர்டினரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். எல்லாம் பாயிண்ட் பை பாயிண்ட் நோட் பண்ணிக்கணும். இது என்ன கிளாஸ், என்ன டிஸ்கோர்ஸ் இல்லை இது. புரியுறதா? தட்ஸ் வை ஐ எம் கோயிங் வெரி ஸ்லோலி. ஓகே, யூ ஸ்லோலின்னு சொல்லி நீங்கள் எல்லாம் தூங்காதுங்கோ, ரொம்ப அலர்ட்டாக இருக்கணும். ஓகே, நவ் Ishvara is one who is the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta. This Srishti Panna Porar. Ippa Srishti begins and Channavudan enna vittindachi? Kala comes. Where he is doing Srishti? Srishti Panna Mbodhu Rondu create Panna No. Okay. Rondu create Panna Da Srishti Panna No. Kalam create Panna No. Desham create Panna No. Srishti Panna Kattuki Oru Yadam Venam Illiyo. ஒரு டைம் வேணும் இல்லையோ, அதனால காலம் தேசாக சிருஷ்டி பண்ணி தென் ஹீ ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் கிரியேட்டிங் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ். தேச சிருஷ்டி கால சிருஷ்டி ஹீ டஸ். த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் காலா அண்ட் தேசா இஸ் பியாண்ட் தேசா அண்ட் காலா ஆர் நாட்? So when you are pulling the carpet, when you are pulling the carpet, you are out of the carpet or on the carpet? Out of the carpet, because you cannot pull the carpet when you are standing. That means the Lord is the one who swallows the time, who brings the, just spreading the kala carpet and folding the kala carpet. Desha kala carpet, Bhagavan spreads. And Desha Kala carpet Bhagavan folds. That means he must be beyond Kala. Trikala Atitam Aumkara. Trikala Atitam. Now only he is going to start creation. Bhuta Bhavat Bhavishyat comes under Kala. Once Kala comes to do creation, he requires a space, he creates. Suppose before Ishvara, Desha is there, space is there, Edavali. Who created that space? That is Ishvara and Munnadi Irinda. Ishvara Srishti Pandratik Munnadi space Irinda. That is Yara Undu Pandirupa. And the space. That means before Ishvara, nothing is there. Before Ishvara, nothing is there. That means even Desha also was not there, Kala also was not there. Kala, Desha has to come into existence. That means Ishvara was there. Ishvara exists before Kala and Desha. Then first and foremost existent principle is one, is Maya Sahitam Brahma. Maya was there, Ishvara in Maya Sahitam Brahma. பிரம்மன் இஸ் யூஸிங் ஹியர் இந்த தெரியணும். செவன்த் சாப்டர் நைன்த் சாப்டர் பகவத்கீதா ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கணும். மாயா இஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர், நிர்குணம் பிரம்மன் இஸ் பவர்ஃபுல் ஸ்வதந்திரா. திஸ் மாயா இஸ் செகண்டரி, இட் இஸ் மித்யா, இட் இஸ் ஹிஸ் பவர் ஓன்லி. இதெல்லாம் ஞாபகம் இருக்கணும். அப்போ என்ன சுவாமி, மாயா ஒன்று இருக்கு, பிரம்மன் ஒன்று இருக்கு, இதெல்லாம் வரக்கூடாது மாண்டூக்க உபனிஷத் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸுக்கு. இருந்தால் யூ ஹாவ் டு சி யுவர் நோட் புக் ஆர் லிசன் டு கேசட்ஸ். ஓகே, மாயா is of the lower order of reality. Brahman, the Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is the higher order of reality. That higher order of reality, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is the true, that reality, that Vastu. Use the Maya Shakti. All names and forms are because of Maya. Use the Maya Shakti and use his power, who this consciousness existent principle vastu reality the truth manifest in this maya in the names and forms. Malli part varanuma, this part is created. What is the vastu of this part? Na clay is the vastu. Clay is the material cause. It is a name and a form given to the clay. Vastu is only the clay. There is no substance called part other than clay. Clay alone is satyam. Since vacharambhanam, vikaram, part, part form, part name is a vikara, just a verbal utterance on my tongue. There is no part other than clay. Clay alone appearing. Similarly, that vastu alone appearing in different forms. What are all forms you are seeing? Name and form, everything in the world. That vastu alone appearing. Vastu alone appearing. Mayaviva vijrumbhayatyapi mahayogiva yasvechaya tasmai shri guru murtaye. Where? Dakshinamurti stotram. Maya கல்பித்த தேச கால கலனா, பாருங்க தேச கால கலனா. திஸ் யூ ஆர் த கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ் ஃபார் வாட்ஸ்ஏக்கன்னா, அப்புறம் நாம ரூபான்னா. தட் வஸ்து அலோன், கிளே அலோன் இஸ் சத்தியம், பாட்டே இஸ் நாட் சத்தியம். அது மாதிரி வாட் எவர் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம் யூ சி இஸ் நாட் சத்தியம். வஸ்து தட் சத்தியம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் அலோன் இஸ் வஸ்து, தட் இஸ் அலோன் சத்தியம். மாதிரி இதெல்லாம் தெரியறது என்ன சுவாமின, பாட்டும் கூட தெரியறது, பாட்டாலும் தெரியறது, ஆனாலும் சத்தியம் இல்லை. எது சத்தியம்? தெரியறது அந்த மாதிரி சத்தியம் ஆக முடியாது. ஐ எம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸிங் தேர் ஃபார் இட் இஸ் சத்தியம் யூ கேனாட் சே. ஈவன் தோ ஐ எம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸிங் தெர் இஸ் நோ ரியல் பாட் எட் ஆல் அதர் தேன் கிளேனர். யூ நோ சுவாமினி, பாட் ஈஸ் தேர் சுவாமினி, டோன்ட் சே பாட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். அப்போ கிளே இஸ் தேர், பாட் இஸ் தேர், அப்படி சொல்லுங்க நன்னா இருக்கேன். இஃப் யூ சே லைக் தட், யூ டேக் த clay, I take the clay, you take the pot. You take the pot. முடியுமா? Try. So therefore, இதம் சர்வம், இதம் சர்வம் ஓங்கார ஏவா. That means that ஓங்காரா அலோன் பூத பவத் பவிஷ்யதி த்ரிகால அதீதம். த்ரிகால அதீதம் என்னென்ன? Which is not in the creation, which is beyond creation. Who is beyond creation? ஈஸ்வரன் சொன்னாள் சுவாமி முன்னாடி, நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா, சகுணம் பிரம்மா, அப்புறம் ஓங்காரம், ஓங்காரம் பிளஸ் ஈஸ்வரன். ஓங்காரா ஈஸ்வரா? இல்லை, ஓங்காரமே ஈஸ்வரா, ஈஸ்வரே ஓங்காரா. என்ன, ஈஸ்வரனுக்கு கூட பக்கத்தில் யார் இருக்கக்கூடாது? ஈஸ்வரா மீன்ஸ் ஈஸ்வர், ஓவர் லார்ட். அதர்ஸ் ஈஷ் தாத்து, ஈஷதே ஈஸ்வரான ஓவர் லார்ட்ஷிப். ஹீஸ் த ஆல்மைட்டி, ஹீஸ் த ஆல் பவர்ஃபுல், ஹீஸ் த ஒன் எவ்ரி திங். நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் இன் த கிரியேஷன் அதர் தேன் ஹிம். தேர்ஃபோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல் அஸ்தி ஞானம். எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் போத் ஆர் ஒன்லி தேர். நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்திர comes, we have to see. See, this vastu, satyam jnanam anantam, you cannot see, you cannot hold. That vastu has to mix with another nama rupa. Then only you can identify. That consciousness, existence, principle, vastu has to associate with always one nama rupa. That's why that sat like is ennu solluvan, clip is ennu solluvan, flower is ennu solluvan. Swamini sonnade solrale anna, ama sonnade solluva, arachinamave arakkirade anna. Enna, there is no other subject matter, this is the subject matter to be known, to be understood. That sat is available in this form. You cannot see the sat without form. Existence, you cannot see. That existence has to be with one form or other. Flower is a name. Flower is a form. Yes? Flower is. Yes? Flower is. Isness is called what? Existence. Existence. Exist? Flower exist? Flower is? Flower is. Where is ease now? I have taken the flower. Where is ease? You cannot see. You cannot see easiness. You have to comprehend the easiness with the flower. Where is easiness now? If I take out the flower, easiness you cannot see. But when you see the flower, along with the flower, what you are seeing? Easiness you are understanding. How? How you are understanding? By saying, flower is, my daughter is. So, easiness is where? In your daughter. Easiness is there in your son. Easiness is there in your husband. Husband is. Son is. House is. So, easiness you are understanding through every object. Existence, have you got now? Existence, have you understood now? Existence is equal to easiness. Easiness you understand through name and form. Clear? Now come to the next point. Anga satyam purinjachi swamini, sadbrahma, and the satyada brahman. Ippo in the flower la brahman irkara illiya? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. You are all, what? Taittiriya students previously before Mandukya. Mandukyam what we read? Taittiriyam la satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Brahman is Satyam. Satyam purinjachi. Flower is. Easiness is there. Therefore, who is there? Brahman. Inga Swamini Brahman. Hey, Satyam is Brahman. Where is Satyam? Existence. Now, are you seeing Brahman or not? In what form? Flower form. What is? Clay is in the pot form, pot is. What you are seeing? Easiness, existence. Easiness is nothing but Brahman. Are you seeing Brahman or not? In what form? Pot form. Any object when you are seeing easiness or not? That means when you are seeing your husband, husband is. Easiness is called what? Existence. Existence is called what? Brahman. That means when you are seeing your husband, whom you are seeing? You cannot escape from Brahman. Because all pervading. Anantam. Infinite. It's not a joke. This is just understanding. Just understanding. The understanding. This is the knowledge. Existence is all pervading. All pervading. Now next, jnanam. Are you conscious of that? What? You are conscious of flower? To know, it is exist. It exists. You have to be conscious of it or not. You have to be conscious of. You are conscious of flower? Flower is. I am conscious of flower. And I know flower is. Yes, I know flower is. That knowledge is called jnanam. That knowledge is called jnanam. What is the definition of Brahman? Satyam. Jnanam anantam satchit chittana jnana. When you are seeing flower, you are seeing Brahman, you said. No? 100 marks. Now tell me, you know this is flower or not? Idu flower anu theriyiradha illaya? Theriyiradhu. In the aridal, in the jnanam aridal, is the definition of Brahman? Illaya? Taittiriya said what? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Jnanam is Brahman. You have knowledge of this flower. Jnanam. Flower jnanam is there. When you are seeing the flower, sat brahman jnanam is there. Sat brahman eva jnanam. That consciousness is Brahman. So, and the definition also fulfilled or not now? Existence presupposes what? Consciousness. Otherwise existence, who knows? Who knows the existence? Flower is. Who is knowing? A conscious being is knowing. Who is that conscious being? You are. You are knowing this flower or Brahman is knowing? In this way, pretty kolapring and kolapifying. This flower is. You understood it is Brahman. Because easiness is called existence. Existence-ness is called Brahman. Who is knowing this flower now? You have to say, I am knowing. I am conscious of. That means consciousness is called what? Brahman. That means you are Brahman. Your husband is Brahman. You are Brahman. What is the problem then? Everything is Brahman. I am conscious of. Everything I am conscious of. Jnanam. Jnana swarupam Brahman. சத்யஸ்வரூபம் இஸ் பிரம்மன், சத்தியம் ஜானம், சர்வம் ஓங்காரம் பிரம்மன். நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா தட் ஓன்லி கம்ஸ், சர்வகும் ஹே தத் பிரம்மம், அயமாத்மா பிரம்மம், சோயமாத்மா சதுஷ்பாத், சர்வம் பிரம்மா. தேர் சர்வம் ஓங்கார. இப்போ சர்வம் பிரம்மா, பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆத்மா, அயம் ஆத்மா பிரம்மா, சர்வம் பிரம்மா, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் பிரம்மன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட். நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட், ஆத்மா இஸ் பிரம்மா. நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஆத்மா. அதா சர்வம் அயம் ஆத்மா பிரம்மா, சோயம் ஆத்மா சதுஷ்பாத். மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.